Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 17, 1806. Clark on the Yellowstone. Clark has crossed the mountains and now approaches the Yellowstone River as it flows out of a narrow valley to the southwest of present-day Livingston, Montana. That valley is now called Paradise Valley and is filled with homes, resort lodges, and exceptionally good fishing. Captain Clark writes,
"The rain last night wet us all. I had the horses all collected early and set out, proceeded over the point of a ridge and through an open low bottom, crossed a large creek which heads in a high snow-topped mountain to the northwest. Immediately opposite to the entrance of the creek, one something larger falls in from the high snow mountains to the southwest. Those creeks I call rivers across. After dinner I proceeded on down the Rochejon, passing over a low ridge through a small bottom, and on the side of a stony hill for 2 miles, and through a small bottom again on the side of a hill for 1.5 miles, to a bottom in which we encamped opposite a small island. Buffalo is getting much more plenty than they were above, not so many elk. Captain William Clark, July 17, 1806.
Clark also wrote about an Indian fort made of logs. He assumed it was used for protection against enemies. It had a clear view of the river. Captain Lewis writes about his approach to the Marias River.
"I arose early this morning and made a drawing of the falls, after which we took breakfast and departed, it being my design to strike the Marias River about the place at which I left it on my return to its mouth in the beginning of June 1805. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 17, 1806.
Lewis had a strong desire to have an accurate representation of the Great Falls, but the sketch he made this morning has never been found. Captain Lewis described the plain as devoid of plants and looking much like an ocean. He saw immense herds of buffalo, and their ever-present herders, the wolves. What he did not see was any members of the tribes known to live in the area. He was concerned about the Minnetarees and Blackfoot Indians, which he described as vicious, lawless, and rather an abandoned set of wretches. He wished to avoid them, fearing they would steal the Corps' horses, and perhaps even try to rob the men. He sent several men out to see if they could find where these Indians were, but they returned to camp not having seen any. His impression of these tribes no doubt came from their enemies like the Nez Perce and the Shoshones. Tomorrow, Buffalo for 12 miles.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.